You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1617. In this episode, the Horses in the Morning crew is joined by Rebecca Haddock to chat about kinesiology taping for horses. Yes, that's a mouthful.
Well, coming up next, we're going to be talking about kinesiology tape, which I always have trouble saying. And we haven't talked about that in years. And we have Rebecca Haddock joining us. She's the owner and president of Equitape. Talk about what it is, why it is, and why we use it. Well, Rebecca, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate you being here.
Absolutely.
So let's back up a little bit and kind of explain for those that may not know, although I think everybody probably knows. If you watch the U.S. Open especially, you're going to see tape on every one of them, right? So kind of explain what it is and what it does.
Okay. That could be a whole segment within its own many times over. So we're still learning and expanding what kinesiology taping can do. Basically, you're mostly going to see it in rehab case scenarios or on athletes, right? So in rehab case scenarios, we're talking about increasing circulation, both lymphatic and blood, reducing swelling, inflammation. It's incredible at reducing pain. In fact, it's better than no-sits at that. You're going to see it in support of tendons, ligaments, things like that. In the athletic world, you'll see it in support or prevention. Very, very good at preventing injuries from happening. So that's phenomenal. And also athletic ability. Really what it does is it brings a lot of oxygen-rich blood to the area so that you can perform at your top level for longer, and your fatigue is reduced quite a bit. So those are its main highlighted areas, I would say, that people are most familiar with. Over the past 7 years, I've done a ton of research into the neurologic issues that horses can have, whether it's from toxic plants or parasites or traumas, and how kinesiology taping can help that. And I've had amazing results. And then I started really digging into fascia work, how well we can be effective in the horse's fascia. That has also produced some phenomenal case studies. And then most recently, really digging into the immune system and the lymphatics and being able to help things like heaves, seasonal allergies, all kinds of different stuff like that. So it's expanding, and it's expanding yearly. So it's quite cool.
Okay, can you please tell Jamie and I where to put the tape to help our allergies? We'd be thrilled to hear that, because we both have it. So,
yeah, if you were a horse, I could tell you that. Yeah. Kinesiology taping is actually a lot more receptive. Horses are more receptive than humans, which is really cool. I know I use it all the time on myself, and I have still yet to find the right lymph node to decompress to help my allergies. But for the horses, it's the one on the shoulder. So if you like look at a lymph basin map, you can Google it, equine lymph basin map. You'll see the one in the shoulder. If you decompress that with kinesiology tape, it's like an antihistamine. It's so phenomenal.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, the Qi University here in Ocala has done many, many episodes for us over the years. And it kind of follows that same thing as far as those points that you're talking about, using the tape in those certain points kind of follows with the Chinese medicine side of things.
Yeah, think about this, the form of healthcare, the structure and the way healthcare has developed over the years. And I talk a lot about this in my book that's coming up, is that you move from plants, diet, exercise, essential oils, things like that. And then we moved and as we developed and innovated and came up with the ability to do surgery and to put the mind to sleep so you could do surgery and pharmaceuticals and things like that, which kind of forgot about that holistic side. So now that we're coming back around and saying, hey, the holistic side was quite helpful and it was very good at what it did, I think that's where a lot of the skepticism comes in. But it's like, for thousands of years, this is what we did, and we did it very successfully. We're just finding better ways to do the holistic side. So yes, those points can be achieved through the use of kinesiology tapes. So you don't have to go through years and get tons of certifications and spend a lot of money to learn where to put the needle, how to put the needle. And let's be honest, a lot of horses don't like needles. You know, you, the everyday horse owner, can see that same point, decompress it with one piece of tape, and get the same response. So it's a phenomenal modality. And it's really exciting to be able to bring this to everyday people and allow them this affordable option that works so well. Like, we get hundreds and thousands of comments and videos and pictures sent to us. It's really astonishing.
And I think barrier to entry is probably some of it, because, and one of our listeners asked, Carol asked, what's the easiest way to learn to do it correctly? And I think that's what people are afraid of, right? Is, how do I learn to do this correctly? You know, where do I put the tape, you know, to solve whatever issue I'm dealing with? I know that's, you're coming out with a book, right? That's going to help them with that.
Yeah. The book should be available for pre-sale, I think, in like the next 6 days. I've worked 5 years on this book. Don't ask why it took so long. I mean, it just is what it is. I know. It's like, okay, I'm going to be creative and I'm going to do this. And then, So anyways, 5 years later, but honestly, the best way, read the book. You're going to love the book. It's phenomenal. I make a lot of jokes. I'm a jokester at heart, but there's so many ways now. My YouTube channel has tons of videos. My Instagram is full of them. My Facebook is full of them. You know, my website, we produce videos that's on demand on an app. You can get it and buy it right now and be watching it in 15 seconds. So we really have reduced that barrier to entry. I think the biggest concern people have is, I don't want to do it wrong. I don't want to hurt my horse.
I get that too. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You can't do it wrong, y'all. Like, even if you do it wrong, you're just going to increase circulation to your horse, which is a good thing. Right. So if you do a support application wrong, you're just going to increase circulation, which is going to bring oxygen rich blood to the area, which is going to reduce inflammation. That's never going to hurt your horse. If you do relaxation application wrong, you may not get a full relaxation of the muscle or the Golgi tendon response. That's what's happening. But you will increase circulation to that muscle, which is going to make that muscle feel better. So that idea of, it's only available for vets, chiropractors, body workers to do. No, you know, it was released that way in the beginning, which I feel like was just wrong to do to the public. And so I think that's why that barrier of entry is so forefront in people's minds, and they are questioning and concerning about it. Those certifications are for equine healthcare professionals that are going to be dealing with some pretty aggressive rehabilitation things, post-surgical stuff like that, where they need to know a whole lot. The everyday person, you really don't need to know all that, and you're not doing it professionally. So you don't have to worry about your liability insurance and all that stuff. You're touching your own horse. You're helping your own horse. I mean, you clean their feet out, right? You brush them, right? I mean, if they get a wound, you wrap their leg after the vet tells you to wrap it, right? If you're doing all that, you can do kinesiology taping with your eyes closed and one hand behind your back. My 12-year-old tapes horses.
Is there a specific discipline that you've seen have really adopted more than another?
Oh, no, it's across the board. Okay. We've got one of the biggest reining groups. I won't say their name because we're not an official sponsor of them. They refuse to compete without it. They call it their Nikes. We've been on polo teams, U.S. teams, other countries, Olympics teams, from, you know, eventers use it, dressage, hunters.
Is there any discipline that it's not allowed during competition?
Yes, FEI. You can't have it during competition for FEI, but you can have it in the barns. Some racing associations will not allow you to race with the tape on. Again, you can have it in the barns, while other racing associations will allow you to do that. And that's in large part by our practitioners who have gone over and over to the vets that preside over that particular association, shown them what the tape does, what it can and cannot do. And then they're like, oh, okay, yeah, you can use that in competition. As far as rodeo, pretty much all your Western disciplines, you can use it in competition until it's televised. Then you can't use it if it has a logo on it. But we recently removed our logo to make our tape better. So now you can use it during televised events. The only reason they wouldn't let you before is if we didn't sponsor
that televised event.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you're Equitape, and the website, by the way, check it out, everybody. It's equa-tape.com, and there's a lot of good information on there. I mean, that website is loaded with information and videos, and it's just pages of information on this. I know my wife was looking through it. She does use it on herself and horses, and she's figured it out on her own by just watching videos and, you know, consuming everything that's out there. So let's close on this. If you want to leave somebody with a single most important piece of advice you can give for somebody that wants to start using it, what would you tell them to do?
Okay. What would I tell them to do? Go to www.equitape.com and get the starter pack. It's a course. It's a kit. It's everything you're going to need. You can't screw up. Do the four applications in the video and record it while you do it. And then watch it back. And because you're not going to notice your horse licking and chewing and yawning and stretching and doing all those parasympathetic responses going, oh, my God, this feels so good. You're going to notice that because you're going to be focused on taping. But if you record that and you watch it back, it will blow your mind. And if you have enough forefront thought to like take a video of your horse walking or trotting around before, and then you video him after, it'll blow your mind even further. It's so simple. Get started today, man. We're all here to help you guys. My team loves helping equestrians. We are all equestrians. We all have our own horses. We know how hard it is. We know how expensive it is. You know, they love to hurt themselves because they, you know that we're paying the vet bills. So it's just a great way to get yourself started, save yourself a lot of money. And honestly, it's going to build a better bond between you and your horse.
Is it the same tape? I did have this listener question ask this. Is it the same tape you use for people and horses, or is there something different about the horse tape? Is it stickier or anything?
That is a great question. And yes, it is very much different. It has a different weight ratio. So the fabric itself is heavier, and that's to help mimic the horse's skin and fascia, makes them more receptive and it makes it work better. So that's one difference. It's a lot stretchier. So here, most people, the first thing they do wrong is they put an application off and it comes off within 24 hours and they're like, your tape doesn't work. It's designed to come off if you overstretch it. Because the tape is so much stretchier than human tape, you naturally just overstretch it. You don't realize you're doing it. So we tell everybody, however much stretch you think you're using, use 15 to 20% less when you're getting started because it's super stretchy. And that's because of their very large bodies. Mm-hmm. We need to be able to work with them and not restrict their movement. And that's what kinesiology tape is designed to do, is move with your horse without restricting their movement. So that's different. We have a different adhesive. And our fabric makeup is different so that it breathes more. And why for this? Well, your horse lives outside, right? They're going to get wet. They're going to get sweaty. They're going to roll around the mud and the muck and do everything they possibly can to be as gross and dirty as possible. Especially if they're a white horse, right? So it's designed for your horse to live in and be breathable so that there doesn't develop like bacteria or fungus underneath it on the skin. So definitely if you're putting tape on a horse, make sure it is a tape meant for animals like ours is.
Equitape.com is where you can find all the information. Check it out there. If you have never tried it before or used it before, as I said, my wife Jennifer loves this, been using it for years on the horses and herself. So Rebecca, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You can enjoy your favorite equine videos all in one place with Ride TV, the ultimate equine streaming platform. The newly relaunched Ride TV has all the series you love, like Mini Horses and Ridiculous Ranches, plus top-tier training videos and event footage from Horse and Rider On Demand and BarrelRacing.com. Live the action, learn from the pros, love the stories. Subscribe to Ride TV today for only $19.99 to see where your ride takes you. Visit RideTVGo.tv to subscribe.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.